Blog Talk Radio.
I got the power, I share. Hell, all the doom are red. Love change like a guy. To my fans, more bread. Traffic and African rituals. I know it's far from typical. I know they calling it mythical. I just be calling it mystical. Whoa. Black magic with white fabric, they petrified. I see through the ancestors' eyes. You can't see it cause you recognize. My chain hang for Ogun. That bling's lit, I'm in tune. That high giant is in the air, boy. That smoke fills up that room. I'm consumed. I laugh at y'all. Grant my people with good health. Don't talk about it, but I live it, boy. You grant my folks with plenty wealth. I walk the path of that shoot. Then I recite no joke. Two mouths up and two mouths down. Got balance made in my fuel. Oh yeah, bring your winds to change. Power down, I share. Aaron Miller, give me purpose. Power down, I share. Throw my OB through my head. Power down, I share. Read my Odu, eat by daily. Power down, I share. Egun got me, Ori got me, Olavrun got me, Soru got me, Ebo got me, Ajuban got me, Babawa got me, Iyawa got me. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. I am the sun in the moon. Still, I flow like a June. Always prayer in the morning. Hands up all around. Four pots for a goon goon. See my grits in the room room. Throw the shells to the plate. Menchi and Della goon goon. Five chains on my neck. The elegates they reflect. Y'all speak all ye cool. Translation as death. Sprinkle a little IJ. I'll have room for an EE Ray. Akina Moran, I'm blowing my hand. I'm pitching the sand. Whoa! Please the Obi. Stand with my Ile Igoki. Warrior type, I'm like a trophy. Shango power, come approach me. That's thunder. For the spirits I conjure. Wake them up from their slumber. Right? You just call my number. Oh yeah, bring your winds to change. Power down, I share. Aaron Miller, give me purpose, power down, I share. Throw my OB through my head, power down, I share. Read my Odu, eat by daily, power down, I share. Egun got me, Ori got me, Olavrun got me, Soru got me, Ebo got me, Ajuban got me, Babawa got me, Iyawa got me. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. I go Obi, I go Obi, I go Obi yo. Ile moki yo, ile moki yo, ile moki yo, aki ye.
Peace, 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 peace. I'm Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Blue Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah. We are here on our Thinking Out Loud Thursdays, and we have in our midst the honor and privilege of having a few moments of this African liberation MC that's been rocking the nation. And rocking the globe, I speak of none other than my brother, our modern day Garvey, Adelumo, aka Richard Ross. If y'all got any questions, y'all got any comments, y'all got anything, we only got our brother for a limited time. The phone number to call in is 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions. Or your comments, because my honor and privilege at this time to introduce some present to others Garvey Town's own Adelumo, aka the lyricist, the poet, the activist, the teacher, the wordsmith, and the warrior of the word. The word warrior is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. My brother, your brother, Richard Raw, in the building. Family of love here, man. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be here. Mojuba Egun, Mojuba Ari, Mojuba Arisha, you know, for giving us the breath of life and giving us an opportunity to live to see another day and to be on this platform. We give thanks for this platform that highlights the liberation artists and the work that we're doing is much needed. We got to create our own media, and this is a part of that. So, you know, I really appreciate you for staying on the path and, you know, just being one of the outlets that serves our people in such a positive way.
Ain't been easy.
Yeah. It's never
anything,
easy. It's never
easy. Yeah, yeah. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, it's great, man, because I've been having an opportunity to click in. I know you see I've been clicking in, you know,
right. Just
clicking in and giving those listens when I can. And, you know, that's what we got to do. If more of us would think that way, you know, we'd be in a better situation.
It's always better when we build rapport and relationship in close proximity. You know, it's a lot easier to circumnavigate and to ascertain, you know, proper character and righteous people by being in close proximity, as opposed to this virtual spoofism, I call it. I don't want to call it spookism. I call it spoofism because it's kind of like altered representation of myself. You know what I mean? It's people I've known for years. And, you know, when we meet in close proximity, it becomes a different story. You see what I'm saying? It becomes a different story.
Yeah.
So I was honored to be able to be, you know, in your presence at this first annual RBG Music Festival. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
After our first annual RBG Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying? The day before, you understand what I'm saying? So it was definitely an honor to be in your energy and to, you know, to see Richard Raw.
I say.
And then to see the next day on the microphone to see Richard get raw on the microphone.
That's what we do.
And this is the only African in history that punked me into a picture. You understand? Because I don't take a lot of pictures. You understand? Richard Raw was like, hey, yo, get in this picture, yo. I was like, all right, Oba, you got that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be punking me when we get 40. I felt like Day-Day. I felt like Day-Day on this Friday. But he was like, you ain't going to be punking me when we get 40. I was like, I flew right to get this picture. And that was it. And that was the only picture I took that day. You understand? Only picture.
It's a beautiful day. You know,
yeah.
That was epic, man. That's something that we can definitely put down in the history books because, you know, all of us RBG artists all across the country getting an opportunity to touch and break bread. And I just met so many good people, you know, Del P, Philly, you know,
right.
I'm affiliated with. And,
right.
And my brother Brick, you know, we got the beginning of starting on a project. So, I mean, that was just amazing. That was organic. That wasn't planned. So, you know, sometimes
right. The
ancestors put us in a situation and we have to respond to it. And I think that's exactly what happened. So, it was an honor to be amongst my RBG brethren and for us to create that kind of festival, you know, where we all just put our bread together and donated our time and energy to make something like that happen without sponsorship and without, you know,
right. Receiving
corporate sponsorship. So we own and control that festival. And so I just look forward to that being, you know, on the same platform as like a Coachella or whatever. You know, we have to rival these festivals and show that we can make this happen and we can make this possible. And that's going to bring in a younger demographic as they – it's aspirational and inspirational. And the younger demographic will look at that and, you know, they'll want to participate and then they'll want to take it to the next level. And that's what we're doing it for.
Right. And we ain't sponsored by Aryan Television and Terrorism, a.k.a. AT&T, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, when you look at that, you know there's a narrative being created when you see that.
Right.
You know, they have a narrative, and you know, we have to stop monetizing the movement. You know, we got to really take another turn and stop monetizing movement in that kind of way. You know what I'm saying? That's just
right.
A terrible way to monetize our movement, though. We have to monetize our movement in a more productive and positive way that's going to shift us toward liberatory things. You know what I mean?
Did I butcher your African name?
Can you butcher it?
Did I butcher it?
No, Adeluma.
Okay.
You know, on it, man. And the name I was given, that means the crown is knowledge. That's because of my thirst for knowledge, and that's what came out in the reading. So I'm always reading. I've always had books around me. And I'm always I've always been inquisitive as a child, so it made sense that Arumala was able to bless me with that name. So, we're trying to shift it. You know, Richard Rawl is the name I use for the majority of my career. So, you know, we're trying to get people to shift over and use Adelumo. It's going to take some time because I built a large following for years with Richard Rawl. So we're slowly starting to make the migration over. And I had to take on a name that wasn't European influenced.
Right.
That was one of the things I had to move away from, that Eurocentric name.
I was putting my hand over my heart and said, okay, I'm in good company because I received a name from a reader that I don't normally use because I guess knowledge is too hard for people to say, so people just they was calling me Born forever, you know. Knowledge Born or Born, they just calling me Born, and then I had like Born Knowledge and all kinds of stuff. You understand what I'm saying? And folks called me the platform name, you know, it's Due to Knowledge Radio. Folks just say, yo, Due to Knowledge. Like, wow. You understand what I'm saying? But the ones who know me, they call me by my name. And the ones who don't, hey, you understand? So I received a name from a priestess that she received in a reading from my ancestors, which is Adetunje Bakinde Iwaloba.
Nice.
And it means the crown has risen again, arrived with heroism, character of a king.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And that's a blessing. You know, we are embracing our Africanity. You know, we are letting the light shine. So I think the more of us that do it, you know, the more that we can begin to change our ideals and concepts and, you know, move into our greatness. You know, that's the beauty, man. I'm knocking out music all the time, man. You know, in terms of music, man, I'm always recording. Always.
Yeah, I can see. Man, it's hard for me to keep up. With you.
yeah, I learned
you had captivated practitioners with the one of your more popular visuals. You know, with Ashe. I think.
Absolutely.
For many of the people that I ran across, it's like, damn. Like, yo. You understand what I'm saying? Like, so many cylinders, so many layers. You know, this visual representation of a cultural elevation process. You see what I'm saying? It's wonders for the psyche. You know, I think I shared the video myself about, you know, a couple hundred times. Every time I seen it, I shared it. I was like, all right, I don't know who this is, but whatever this is, I love it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, all right. So then when I figured out, okay, this is, you know, the brother Richard Raw, then I started going back and checking, and doing the due diligence. I think I even hit you up on the post, like, yo, how much is the catalog? He was like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right. I'm about to get that. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm like,
I appreciate that.
Because this is the kind of love that we have. You know, it was one brother, I think his name was E the Poet MC out of Philly.
Right.
One of the brothers shared one of those joints. I think it was called 4-4 More. And I was like, yo, who is this? You understand what I'm saying? Like, he got an album sale off of that video. You understand? I didn't know what else. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, what is that? I need that. Let's get an interview. Let's get it popping. And he has a, you know, good body of work. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that kind of influence in regards to, you know what that is. How did you get started kind of on your process of this evolution? You see what I'm saying? You got lyricist, poet, you got activist, you got teacher, you got wordsmith, you got revolutionary, you got visionary, you got producer, you got musician. You understand what I'm saying? I see you with the live bands and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, how did this, you know, kind of get started for you?
I mean, I've always loved music, you know, since I was a child. I just love music, and I used to just do music, you know, around the way. And there was a friend of mine named Hezekiah. And he was the last artist on Raucous Records. You know, that was my best friend. And he used to take me to Philadelphia. And I used to sit there at Barbito's Footworks. And Barbito's used to have Stretch and Barbito, for those who don't know Stretch Armstrong and Barbito, you know, the legends. They had a store, Barbito's Footworks. And they used to do open mics. So, you know, he told me, come on up, you know, do this open mic. I was nervous. And I actually opened up. You know, this, you know, I was the performer right before this one woman I seen, and she was amazing. Her name was Jill Scott. Now, you know, I was a shorty at the time. I got an opportunity to, like, basically open up for Jill Scott. It was, like, one of the most amazing things. And I seen her perform, and, you know, she came over, gave me mad love. Like, I love what you're doing. I was a shorty. And it was just an amazing experience. And from there, I just got, like, delved into the local music scene in Philadelphia. I became a part of a group called Lost Children of Babylon. You know what I'm saying? And Lost Children of Babylon was connected with another group called Jedi Mind Tricks. So Just a Lot and all of them like that. I know
them.
We came up together. Yeah. Dang. Yeah, that's my people's taking you back. So I got connected in with them, and I went on tour with the Lost Children of Babylon and started doing music with them. And at the time, we was connected to the Holy Tabernacle Ministries of the Nawapian Nation. So I was definitely, I was a part of the Nawapian Nation.
Cool.
And, you know, we was just doing our thing. And then, you know, I had some solo material, you know, at the same time I was working with them, and I just started exploring the solo material. And it just took off, you know, especially locally. It was different. You know, I had a message to it. And locally, you know, I decided to form a team and put that team together and just put music out. And it was a blessing, because we started packing venues in my hometown, like selling out venues in my hometown. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, where everybody else is like wanting to open up for somebody, it just, I didn't have to open up like this huge venue in our town called the Queen. I was doing shows there, and I was like selling as much as, you know, some of the bigger artists that were coming through. So it was just, it's just building, you know, because for me, it's not just music, you know what I'm saying? It's about the work that we do in the community as well. So my music is connected to the community. It's connected to everything I do, but it's connected to the community work. So I feel like, you know, some people be out here talking all these RBG and, you know, but I'm like, well, work, what you doing? Let me see the work.
Right.
And that's what's important, the communal work. So, you know, I started gravitating toward community work, because as I'm creating all these great lyrics, I'm like, okay, I can't just create lyrics and not be about it.
Right.
So from there, you know, I just started, you know, me and my wife, man, we just started to do community work. We created a nonprofit organization, and we work with the youth in our community. You know, right, just today we was at a detention center who wanted to bring us in and do programming, you know, workshops with these youth about manhood and whatnot. So it's through music, you know, that I found, you know, what I need to do in terms of an activist, man. It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. And we stay working.
Definitely.
If I'm not doing music, I'm doing programs. If I'm not doing programs, I'm, you know, I just stay working. I'm never, it's not a lot of dull moments, you know, because we got, it's so much work to do.
Right. So this time frame, if I was to guess, this is like
late
98,
started rolling with
early 2000s.
Yeah, so in 98, I put out a piece of vinyl called America. That was my first joint. So I was working with Jedi Mind Tricks, and, you know, they gave me the link to their distributor, which was Landspeed. And so we put out some vinyl, and that vinyl went viral, man. I mean, and back then it's called viral. Sold out. We was using Bongos Records, which was the largest distributor in Japan. They kept coming like, yo, you need to like put some stuff out. You need to put an album out. So I started working on an album. And at the time I was working with, this is going to sound crazy, but his name is Diplo. Now, Diplo is like a big, huge pop star right now. But Diplo, if you actually, I was working with Diplo before Diplo became like pop. Like he just, they all believed in the music. I was young. So, you know, we was definitely moving units, but then, you know, I had a house fire. My mom's house caught on fire as a youngin', so I kind of walked away from everything. So I was like, I was like 98.
Yeah.
And then in 2000, I started working with Lost Children of Babylon. We put out like a few albums, and that was real good. We started working with Baby Grand. We signed a deal with Baby Grand. Probably in the year 2000. Yeah,
wow.
Baby Grand Records. And we put out like four, maybe five albums. You know, I went on tour with Killer Priest. I went on tour with Immortal Technique. Went on tour with Dead Prayer. So, you know, we was getting it. Yeah, man. So, like in the 2000s, man, we was getting it.
Ooh, that's golden, golden prime time. Really trying to.
Yeah,
shit.
So like, you know, I mean, I remember like opening up with Dead Prayers in Miami, you know, just traveling down there, opening up for them, and they like, who are you? You know, and it was just beautiful. It was a good time. And then I gave music up again. You know, I kind of fell out of love with music, and here we are back in 2013. Fast forward, that's when I put out, you know, an album called Soul Sessions. And locally, it just went crazy. Like, that's when I started packing venues because I started working with jazz musicians. Because I always had a thing for jazz, so I would hang out at the jazz bars. Yeah. And, you know, I just knew all those dudes, you know what I mean? Old cats. I just loved
that's
them because I knew jazz.
That's a beautiful sound. Like,
that's one of my favorite music. Like, I could sit and talk to a jazz aficionado about anything. You know, I grew up on John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, all of that. That's the music I love. So I started bringing them into the recording studio with me. Like, yo, let's work. So now I got jazz. All of the jazz scene is coming to my shows. Young people are coming to my shows because I'm doing programs. Politicians started coming to my shows, and it just became just all-out support. You know what I mean? But not what I was
that explains,
you know,
that explains the debonair. You understand? I was trying to figure out what the debonair was. Like, this is it. This is the debonair right here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, everybody was, it was like Rush. It was like a gold rush. Like, they was waiting for something. And we had it, man. I would come out on stage, and I would have a band with me, and it was just a whole different feel, and everybody was like, wow, it's knowledge. But it still got that soulful vibe, too. Some of the music has that soulful vibe, and so everybody, it was just different. So everybody gravitated toward it, and we just had a lot of success. Even, like I said, politicians was coming to my shows like, this is amazing.
Mm.
We like, wow. And so, you know, it just gave me, I got ingrained into my city real hard, and plus I just had the love of the hood too. Everybody, like, we just had a lot of love, but in that comes, you know, tragedy, because in 2016 somebody firebombed my house. You know what I'm saying? While me and my wife was in there, somebody came and threw an object that exploded while we were in the house.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. So, you know, we almost died in, you know, in the house. We had to escape through the roof. But that's a whole story right there. Like, even though I got the love, you know, that adversity comes too. And we believe it was more corporate, because we started to really push back against, you know, corporations that felt like they wanted to gentrify and do negative things. And because we had support of the hood, we had support of politicians. You know, it's like, that's too much power for people to have. Me and my wife, they're like, there's too much power. So we know it wasn't in the streets. We know it was more corporate. So 2016, the same day that our brother El Haj Malik Shabazz was assassinated, they came to firebomb my house.
Wow.
Yeah, bro. It was like on that same day.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, we came and we was just doing community work that day. We had brought in a girl doing Zulu beading in the community from New York. We paid her to come down and do Zulu beading with people in the community, and we went home. And next thing you know, my wife is like, wake up, somebody's in our house. Little did we know, the other side is raging, fire raging. And we didn't know. It sounded like somebody was crawling through the house. So my first instinct, she wakes me up. I climb over her. My pistol is ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I cocked my pistol, and I went downstairs, told her, look, here go your pistol. You know, you guard up here. I'm going down and take care of the threat. You know what I'm saying? And I went downstairs. And I'm expecting to see somebody, and you know, the door was on fire. The door caved in, hit the couch, and fire everywhere engulfed everything. So I ran upstairs. She was already on the roof because she was like, you know, she couldn't breathe. So then I followed her out there, and the cops come. And this is strange. So, well, it's not strange. It's what happens to us. So the cops, they come up, and they looking at us on the roof. I mean, the whole house is on fire at this point. I mean, it's burning, just burning. So she's like, my husband has a gun. My husband has a gun. You know, and they're like, well, you got to throw that gun down. And I'm like, I ain't throwing this down. You know, so they're like, no, we're not going to save you if you don't throw that gun down. I'm like, you going to let me burn up here? So, you know, a brother on the roof in a burning house is a threat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I said, all right. So I take the clip and throw the clip down to him. I'm like, you got the clip. I don't want to. This is my last possession I'm probably going to have. I do not want to send this down. The fire company comes. Luckily, I know some of them. So they hit the cop in the head with the ladder. And it's a scuffle. And they're like, get the hell out. You know, we trying to save lives. I don't know what's going on. So they saved me. They got me and my wife. I saved us. That was like in 2016, man. That was tragedy. Tragedy. But, you know, it comes along with the territory. You know, you got to know when you're really making a positive impact and you really have to sway the community, you become a threat. And that's what we suffered at. And I came, like, we had, what I was in my drawers, she was in her drawers, and that's how we got saved. And that's all we had. You know what I'm saying? Everything got burned up or smoked up, man. So we had to rebuild and start from scratch. And my whole community, I applaud them and thank them because they raised thousands. Like, GoFundMe was like past 15,000. They was doing tributes all around the city. So people just wanted to send a message like, nah, you know, we love it. You know, we love what they do because it's positive. So, yeah, my story is very, very, very unique, man. It's very intense.
That's some serious ancestral love and protection at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Shang-Wu.
That is deep. For your queen to hear it moving, like your people coming through there, like, hey, get up out of here. You understand what I'm saying? Like, don't worry about this. We're about to give you something better. You know what I mean? Wow.
Yeah, and the one beautiful thing, you know, that she always says is how she was like, yo, how prepared you were. You know, that's manhood. She was like, you were so prepared. You clicked up, boom. I was down them steps in like 3 seconds. Because I know, I'm like, okay, I know what to do with this. I know what to do with my piece. I already know. So I hope they know what they're doing. Because I know what I'm doing, and you reach this door. And, you know, the threat has to be taken out. So... I mean, there wasn't nobody there, you know, and that's a coward move. That's a coward move in my eyes, like, face me. So you had to imagine how I feel because I knew they firebombed Malcolm's house a week before he was actually killed. So you got to think, I'm walking around. My mind is everywhere. I'm like, I know they coming back. I know they following me. You feel me? So you know, I'm walking around strapped up, like, you know. I ain't in total hiding, but I'm definitely in a secluded place. But I'm strapped, and I'm like, I'm waiting for them. I'm waiting for them.
Right.
But you know, they out there. You know what I mean? I know they out there. So you know, but I walk with the Orishas, and you
know,
tell them to constantly protect me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's deep.
So, you know, I tell people don't romanticize the struggle, because a lot of people do romanticize the struggle and want to fight and they want to be a part of it, and until something like that happens. And you got to reassess, because I'm thinking, this is my wife. You know, I put my wife in danger. You know what I'm saying? And I had to reassess and reevaluate everything. I got to get a camera system. I got to get some other things in place.
Right.
And, you know, in my house, to make sure that that never happens again, that I don't put her in harm's way. You know, and I wasn't happy with that. Even though I was prepared in terms of, you know, having a pistol and ammunition, I'm definitely ready for war. But, you know, I just felt like, man, you know, that right there made me put a surveillance system on my house, something serious.
Trial by fire, you know what I mean, right there.
Yeah.
And courage under fire. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you can look at it both ways, you see what I'm saying? Like a baptism, so to speak, and elevation at the same time. You know, when adversity comes, you know, we fight or we fold. You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah,
it rose to the occasion, and that puts you in a different place. You know.
Yeah. We got to be trained. We got to be trained. We got to have a militant mind. That's extremely important. We got to protect our nation. So, you know, these are things that you know, I was glad, because, you know, I would say it was months prior, you know, I took my wife to a class, you know, to get our stuff registered and everything, and I took her to the range, and, you know, we did all of that because I'm like, well, we got to prepare. Like, this is the other side of it. And, I mean, you know, it's people out there, man. You know, it's these old young boy out there, man. These white boys are ready.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we got to be prepared as well. At all times, you know what I mean, head on the swivel. But, you know, from there, man, you know, from 2016, we did a Richard Raw week. Like, even after we was living out of a hotel for a while through the insurance, and we still pulled off and did a week-long event called Richard Raw week. So that was me fighting back, saying, okay, I know what y'all want. Y'all want to silence my voice. But we did a Richard Raw week, and it was packed, man. I mean, we had like 400 and some people at my show. I mean, it was beautiful, you know what I mean? And I took the stage, and it was just wonderful, you know. And from there, I just kept putting out music. I kept putting out music because it just fueled me. The fire fueled me. And I was like, all right. So I was putting out 2 albums a year. It was just crazy. Got a lot of material.
You really pulled a Bob Marley, huh? Bob Marley came out the next day after they shot him up, huh?
Yeah. I mean, those are my inspirations. So we just kept going, man. I mean, that was 2016, 2017. I came out with an album called On the Black Hand Side. In 2018, we put out an album called The Dash. And then I did an album with my brother K Hawk. We put out an album called Stain Cotton. 2019, we just put out you know, this album, which is crazy, man. The Proletariat, too, man. People love it. It's got that hard RBG vibe to it. And I look forward to 2020. I already shot a music video for 2 more singles, Black and I'm Proud. That's coming. Amazing.
Yeah.
And then we got another video, which is like an Ashe Part 2 for a song called Iwa Pele. So those are coming. And then, then I got a new album coming in 2020, and we just shot a music video for that. So we got work. We're going to show people, you know, this is what we do. We got to produce content.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? And
amazing
step it up,
jerk.
You know, for me,
yeah.
when you see these videos, you'll understand, like, we taking it to the next level. You know what I mean? We got to take it to the next level. We got to show quality. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's one of the things that, you know, we got to produce that quality, man. So you'll see, you know, Ashe is amazing. Like, that competes with anything that they're doing in the mainstream. Like, I feel like, you know, we have to approach this from a professional standpoint. You know what I mean? Even the movement. I talk about professionalizing the movement, which means we got to create a culture in the movement. You know, we got to create protocol. And if you break protocol, there has to be repercussions. And we got to talk about what are those repercussions when you break protocol in a movement. You sleep with somebody else's maid or something like that. Like, we got to have protocol. So now this is what happens when you do that. And this is standard all across the country. So wherever you are, whatever community you find yourself a part of, and you represent that RBG, you know, if you violate the code, this is what happens. And everybody is consistent. So that's what I mean by professionalizing the movement.
Right.
And that's what I was thinking when I created these videos. I said, we're going to professionalize this. We're going to change this. And you know, I feel like we're doing that. And shout out to Cy Rock, because Cy Rock is, whew, she makes me work. She makes me work.
Yeah.
I've been seeing her videos. I'm like, she making me work.
Yeah.
I love it. But it's not, you know, like in competition, like, oh, I want to do, you know, it's kind of like sparring. Like, she making me work harder. She making me think of different concepts and,
right,
you know, better angles. And, you know, I'm like, wow, that's so amazing. And it just fuels me. You know what I mean?
Right. I was loving the training in the library. You know what I'm saying? I was loving the Revolutionary Girl. I was loving the joint that you did in the classroom. You just went in recently in the classroom. Because,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Papoose went into a classroom for Alphabetical Slaughter 2. But he did not do what you did. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He had the same opportunity in this. I wouldn't say the same kind of mind. He had the same opportunity to do what you did with Alphabetical Slaughter 2, and he didn't. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is how I see that there is a separation. You see what I'm saying? And I love him lyrically. You know what I mean? I love him. I love Rakim lyrically. But when it comes time for a culture, you see where the culture is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that there's a difference. You see what I'm saying? Like, he really had the mind to go in there and impact in the way that he did. He tried to do it kind of in a hip-hop manner. You see what I'm saying? In a hip-hop manner. But hip-hop is a culture. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, KRS said rap is something you do. Hip-hop is something you live. So if he lives within the confines of a culture, and the culture was expressed through the language that he was conveying, we understand the culture. We can hear that he's a part of a culture. But that culture has an incumbent aspect with it, which is to teach the baby. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Each one,
mm-hmm,
die. You see what I'm saying? We got each one, teach one, reach one. But that culture, each one, teach nine. So where's your first nine-born from that place that you exist in? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this is where the examples come in regards to, you know, this language, which is indicative of a culture. This is how you show and prove that. You see what I'm saying? So you going into the classroom, you know, investigating. You understand what I'm saying? Doing this assessment. Like, it looks great. It feels great. It sounds great. But the visuals was even, you know, more powerful with these young Africans holding up books. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Holding up books and reading books. That was a beautiful thing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I believe the brother, Lars Professor, did a video, you know, with my brother Gensu Dean, with using the albums to teach the young lady about this sojourn called hip hop. You understand what I'm saying? So really taking them through with vinyl. You understand what I'm saying? How vital was vinyl to our ears? You see what I'm saying? This is the establishing of our palate from a foundational perspective. You understand what I'm saying? So that vinyl became vital. You see what I'm saying? Before the vinyl went viral. You understand what I'm saying? So this was really it. You know what I mean? And I think you embody these aspects in the culture. And I'm glad that you see, okay, I'm not resting on my laurels. I really want to bring another type of elevation. You see what I'm saying? You know, in every aspect. So that's a beautiful thing. I wanted to ask you, because I know we don't got a lot of time.
Okay.
About your spiritual journey, you know, I want to keep it in the lines that we agreed to. I know you dog tired and you're doing your brother a favor. You understand? So I don't want to bother you.
Oh, man.
You understand what I'm saying? So.
I appreciate that. You know, we just came from rehearsing. You know what I mean? With the band, we rocking out headlining the festival this Saturday.
Mm. Yeah, we got to make sure we shout that out before you go also. What about the spiritual path? You mentioned some key, you know, transitions in preparation for where you are now. You know, whatever you want to share in regards to your spiritual journey, you know, I definitely would love to hear it.
So, I mean, you know, from the WAPU, we were part of the WAPU Nation, and then, you know, we kept evolving from that. So from the WAPU, you know, my wife and I used to do classes in the community because when I was a young boy, just in my community, there was a bookstore called Hanif, and I used to go in there and just look around. And the brother would be like, "You ever heard of Dr. Ben?" And I'd be like, "Nah, who that?" And he'd be like, "Here, buy this book. I give it to you at a discount right." So I would read that, and I would go back. He'd be like, "You ever heard of Dr. Clark?" I'm like, "Nah, who's that?" And he would just give me, "You ever heard of Ivan Van Sertima?" I'm like, "Nah, of course. I'm a part of the Nawapian Nation heavy, but at the same time, I was getting educated by the Grand Masters as well, reading all of these, you know, this book. So when I left the nation, me and my wife, we started to, classes. You know, I used to teach classes, knowledge classes just in the community, and it was packed. Like, we used to pack it out. People wanted to know, you know what I'm saying? And from that, we started doing community work, and then I seen a lady in my community, and she just had a vibe and an aura about her. Her name is Iaola Kule. And I just used to see her, like, something special about her. So I walked up to her one day, and I said, "You know, I want you to teach me some things." And she was like, "Nah, I ain't teaching nobody." And I'm like, "For real?" She was like, "Yeah, bye." I'm like, wow. Like, I felt like, man, why does she treat me so cold? So I seen her again, and I tried again. I said, "No, we really want." She was like, "I'm not teaching anybody. I don't understand why you keep coming up to me." And I'm like, "I don't know if something about you. It's something I got to get from you. It's something I got to learn from you." And she was like, "Well, I'm not teaching." So we did it again. She said the same thing. And then one day we seen her later, and she was like, "You all right?" And I'm like, "Yeah." She was like, "You're not going to ask me that same question, are you?" I said, "No, I'm not going to ask you that. You know, I want to be respectful." She was like, "Well, come to my house." And then from there, we just started on a journey of Ifa. And, you know, we sat down with her, and she started to explain Ifa to us as the way of our ancestors. And I embraced it. I was like, "This is it." Because of the rituals, I feel like those rituals helped me. And I started talking to my mom about it. My mom is an ordained Christian. I mean, she's ordained, she's preaching or whatever. But we had good conversation, and she started to reveal that my great-grandmother practiced Ifa. Because she was telling me some of the things that she did. And I'm like, "Oh, that's Ifa." So I know it's in my bloodline, and I knew it. And I just started researching, and I found out my people, I actually come from a tribe in West Africa called the Bambara, which is a warrior tribe. You know what I mean? And they speak the Mande language. And these were people that were in Senegambia, all in the Ivory Coast. So I'm finding out this is, and then they mixed in with the Igbo people. And the Igbos, of course, you know, a lot of them are Yoruba. So I was like, okay, it all made sense. So I'm understanding my ancestry. I started really, really digging in. I'm like, okay, this is why it feels so good, because this is a part of my ancestry. So that was 2016, brother.
Wow. All of that all together, all in the same timeline.
Life, death, 2016, and right after that, like I said, you were fire. Then came, you know, a little after that. So, and I remember getting initiated, sleeping in the temple. Not too long after that, I was doing rituals and stuff on fire. So, it's heavy, man. Heavy.
So did you have a struggle with the transition in regards to going from sound right reasoning to where you are right now, or was that truly a bridge?
No, I don't think so. I think we were prepared for it. What I do admire about the Nawabian Nation is the information. Like, it was information heavy, and it was also a lot about Africa. So it makes the transition smooth.
Mm.
You know, so I do have a lot of respect for what I learned in the Moroccan Nation. I think it was great information. But, you know, it was a smooth transition because, like I said, you know, Dr. Yorba was, you know, educating us about Yorba, and he talked about Baba Oba, old surgeon, and he would tell us, he would say these things, and they were just passing phrases to me. But as I look back, I remember him saying that, you know, he had played drums one time with Baba Oba Surgiman, and, you know, just things that he did as a part of the Yoruba. I'm like, oh, wow. So, you know, it wasn't foreign to me.
Right. Okay.
But I'm definitely want to go to Africa because I want to learn more about the Bambara, my people. And I want to learn about that a little more, too. And I have done some research into what they believe and accept. But it's the same thing. Well, you call it a different name or whatever. These are the indigenous spirit systems of the planet. But theirs is a little different. So I am trying to tap into that a little more as well. So that's going to be fun when I get a chance to go to. Because my people are related to the Dogon. You know what I'm saying? The Bambara live on one side. The Dogon live on another.
That mean we related.
Yeah, they related, but the Dogon.
No, that mean that we related. You were not. That's probably why you was able to get some place other people wasn't. That's for my people.
Yeah.
Dogon. Yeah.
Like the Dogon, they live like on the cliffs, so they didn't get captured. But a lot of them didn't. But the Bambara did because of where they lived. So a lot of them were brought to the New World, you know, where we are now. So, our history is amazing.
Right. And we some kinfolk.
Yeah.
We some kinfolk for real. So, for this new album that's coming out, and for the one you just recently released, what's the message you want the family to take away from what you got coming up?
So what's coming is a spiritual album. So I created a spiritual album. So imagine I say times 10. I guess the better way I can explain it, but it's kind of there, but it has a lot of South African house rhythms. You know, so the music is, I don't know if I'm going to call it even hip-hop. When you hear it, you're going to be like, I don't know if it's hip-hop. So I always try to tap into other, you know, it got a lot of African rhythms, a lot of Ifa, and it's very inspirational. That's the best way I can explain it. But a lot of it was, you know, me hearing South African house music in Philadelphia, like my homie Rich Medina, who's like one of the illest DJs, introduced me to so much music, you know, Brazilian, Bamba. Like I'm hearing all of this, and I'm starting to incorporate that into what I do, so. A lot of it is chants. You'll hear a lot of chants, a lot of Yoruba. And it's more like dance-oriented music because, you know, I want to make people dance to our culture. You know what I'm saying? Because our people are expressive, and they want to dance. They like to dance. And so I'm like, okay, but if you're going to dance, you're going to be hearing these messages, and you're going to be chanting these tones. And that's what I was thinking. Like, I love Miss. Like, I think Missy has something. But I'm like, imagine if we had, you know, she's creative, but imagine if she was cultured. What? That music makes you dance. I mean, we're African, so imagine if she was lacing that music with the culture. That would be amazing. And having our sisters dance to the actual culture. So that's kind of where I'm taking it. And, you know, I want people to party and dance. I gave you the proletariat is heavy revolutionary to the core. So I'm just giving you another element, you know, another sword, another chamber, you know, with this new album. So I think people are going to love it, but I'm still going to have those vibes, you know, me breaking Del P. We're going to work on that. You're still going to get those RBG tough spitting lyrical vibes as well. So we're not going to neglect the people either. We're going to be well balanced.
Definitely. So, I know you got to run. You got some things you got to take care of. So you said you got some things coming up. What events can you share? Where you're going to be at next? You know, let the folks know how to reach you, also how to support you, and also how to get a hold of your music and anything you want, anyone or anything you want to shout out in your social media.
Yeah. So, Richard, my band is called Word Warrior, the Word Warrior Band. We playing this Saturday in my city, Garvey City, on Market Street Mall. We're headlining the Soul of the City Festival, and that is done and that is put on by Christina Cultural Arts Center, and that's our Black Arts Cultural Center. So they are, you know, they, you know, we're working with them, and that's this Saturday, October the 5th. I'm gonna be at the Philadelphia Locks Conference with my brother. You know what I'm saying, Tahir? So you're going to see me and Tahir rip the stage again. You know what I mean? We're going to bring that fire. October the 26th, I'm going to be in Houston for the Black Food Truck Festival. October the 27th, I'm going to be in Dallas. And then after that, we'll probably be in Oakland. So we're still working on that date. You know, and more. You know what I mean? We got a lot of shows lined up. I do a lot of shows with the band and without. So, amazing. Look forward to next week. I'm saying it now. Next week, Black and I'm Proud music video is coming. So, get ready for that. And that's going to be amazing. We shot that in a church. The dichotomy of us going into a church with the RBG. Transforming the churches back into RBG. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what, you know, RBG was in the church at one point. So, you know, look forward to that, you know, and if you want to support Richard Raw, you can share the music video. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have the finances, just share the music video. That's great. That's a great support system for me. But you can go to richardraw.com and purchase physical albums. The music is also streaming with the exception of the last two albums. I haven't made them available for streaming yet. But if you want them digitally, you can hit me up and I can send you a digital version for a small donation so we can keep this going and do great things and support the RBG Nation. So thanks for having me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got home. I had to call my brother up. We're going to set a show up where we can talk about the album in detail. I could spend some time on here. You know, right now I'm going to go with the daughter. My daughter Orisha is running around like, "Daddy, you got home. What's up?" So I'm going to spend some time with her.
Right.
Take it down.
All right. Appreciate you as always. And love to you and the fam. And I'll be in contact soon so we can set up something official.
Okay. All
right.
All right. Odabo family.
Odabo.
Ooh.
All right, fam, we're about to get up out of here. I'm going to leave y'all with a couple of the joints. Make sure y'all support the brother, Richard Raw, and, you know, get him to your city. Doing something amazing, amazing work, amazing performer, thought-provoking, mind and spirit-provoking. So make sure y'all get a hold of my brother, man, get him out to your city. It'll be on tomorrow's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, peace.
Mama, you're my shining star, yeah. I love you just the way you are, yeah. I just wanna make you proud, yeah. Feel your presence when I rock the crowd, yeah.
Yeah. Got mad love for my mama. Your words are used for my shield. Your love I take for my armor. I just wanna bring you honor. Your baby boy that grew up. I'm a man now. I travel the world. Your baby boy that grew up. You raised me up to be spiritual. I use that just to be lyrical. You a black queen, so royal. I'm the chosen seed of your soil. I'm the black rose of your garden. I'm the strong root that you toil. I'm the green grass of your good jersey. I'm the sidekick that's so loyal, mama.
Mama held us down. If you feel me, make a sound. Say yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause mama, you a queen. If you know just what I mean. Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mama, you. patience. Your motivation is appreciated. You taught me gotta have ambition, and I'm grateful. Cause you taught me to never be hateful or spiteful. Living life in the light of the gods, wanna be just like you. The world you speak are really prophecies. If I could write a book on what you say, got a mind that a dumbfound Socrates. A philosophy that's so real, I worship the ground you walk on. The image of the Most High, yeah, that's you. A vision of an empress, yeah, that's you. Through the good, through the bad, you held us down, and I love you for it. Call me mama's boy, I'm all right with that, I love you for it. Cleopatra can't match the stature of mama's beauty. Her angel in the flesh, with your love I feel blessed. You taught me that I'm a king, be black and proud, proud. Be with your intellect, never follow no crowd, crowd. Be what they say you couldn't, do what they say you shouldn't. You were chosen from birth, you were queen of the earth. Mama held us down, if you feel me make a sound, say yeah, 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 yeah. Cause mama, you a queen, if you know just what I mean. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Mama, you my shining star, yeah. I love you just the way you are, yeah. I just wanna make you proud, yeah. For your Christmas when I rock the crowd, yeah. Through the good, through the bad, you held us down, and I love you for it. Call me mama's boy, I'm alright with that, I love you for it. Cleopatra can't match the stature of mama's beauty. Her angel in the flesh, with your love I feel blessed. You taught me that I'm a king, be black and proud, proud. Lead with your intellect, never follow no crowd, crowd. Be what they say you couldn't, do what they say you shouldn't. You were chosen from birth, you were queen of the earth, mama.
For the ladies in the place, ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face, ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth, ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first, ain't nothing like God of the planet, ruler, mother of the earth, birth man from your womb, God bless you for the earth. Beauty of the definition of it, all shit. My empress of the moon, crown glory, I set. My night turn to day when you come around me. You hold a brother down and make me feel okay. You ain't got to be a supermodel, slim figure. I love you as you are, you could be a little bigger. I can see your light shining bright from within. I can see divinity, I see it in your grin. Ain't nothing like a woman dressed in pretty brown skin. Picture perfect goddess to the world, you a 10. Heaven in your eyes, thick thighs, big hips. A heart full of gold, pretty feet. Wide hips. I love the way you talk, hear the words of an angel. Keep your head high, never let the world
ain't
change.
Ain't nothing like a woman.
One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like a head roller, finger snapping, love you out of show. Dedicated loving, I'm just showing gratitude. I love the way you walk, love your talk, love it all. I love your imperfections and all your little flaws. Your mispronounced words being heard so beautiful. I just wanna kiss you from your head to your cuticles. Take your heels off, let your back rest, girl. I can give a hell about your flat chest, girl. You ain't gotta believe what others say that you ought to be. Every man was born from a woman, you were part of me. Hair did, nails did, love it when they ain't. Give me good love and make a brother just bang. You ain't got to wear weave, you can rock it natural. Take your perm out, still pretty, that's factual. Bad to the bone, got a throne for you to sit. You my number one song, going gold, you
ain't nothing like a woman.
One time for the ladies in the place, ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like a light-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like a brown-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like a dark-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like an overweight woman. Got something I can hold on to. I just wanna put a hold on you. Ain't nothing like a good-looking woman. Ain't nothing like a good cooking woman. Ain't nothing like you.
revolutionary. Red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stare, clutch a fist. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Food, clothing, shelter, justice, freedom, equality. No camaraderie for America's crooked policies. Satan's ideology, educational toxic. Venom with their tongue, what they speaking is catastrophic. Me, I honor the prophets, Biko, Tore, Lemumba, Burashango, Elijah, Selassie, Shaka, and Kuruma. We were here before Columbus brought the murderers. Yeah, you need the proof, read it by Ivan Van Surta, my boy. I'm Stokely Carmichael, might go with a black rifle. I'm on a White House lawn as appears the disciple. Click, bang, that's for little Bobby Hutton. Click, bang, that's for those they kill for nothing. Like John Huggins, Mark Clark, Mr. Bunche Carter.
Yeah.
I spit it for the lost political martyrs.
Yeah.
For the slaves on a ship that jumped in the water.
Yeah.
And for those being slaughtered trying to enter the border.
Yeah.
Rappers got skull and bone in their vocal tone. You heart these hookers while I'm calling for Nina Simone. Mankind was really cloned off of Lucy's bones. Cited by Louis Mickey, from Lucy to the Geechee. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. We need a black star line for economic independence. We are the remnants of the pharaohs, commits descendants. One aim, one God, one destiny. Up ye mighty race, we've been slaves intellectually. They killed Pac for exposing the Illuminati.
Yeah.
They banned books from the Bible like the Nag Hammadi.
Yeah.
They killed Left Eye and try to say that she was crazy.
Yeah.
All because of the link she had with Dr. Sabi.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to give a lecture, I'm just speaking to ya.
No.
I ain't trying to be beat, nor am I preaching to ya.
No.
Are you desensitized from hearing the truth, nigga? Hate self, so it's nothing to go and shoot niggas. They killed Michael Jackson to steal his catalog.
Yeah.
Why the garb just feed a youngin' some Adderall?
Yeah.
They wanna drug us up so we won't unify.
Yeah.
But we should organize, and that's real talk. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist.
A renegade in this game, revolutionary at heart, breaking mental chain shackles, I'm knocking down every wall. Intimidation, miseducation, self-hatred, miscalculation, like loving an open enemy that wants me eradicated. Contrary to reason, we'll remain the greatest. Ancient the times, despite the aggressive oppression, we made it. Obliterating minds, white supremacy, watch it die. Red, black, and green, one on my back, birth of a new paradigm.
Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist. Revolutionary, red, black, green. Malcolm out of AK, Martin out of dreams. Image of the gods, dark skin, thick lips, snappy hair, wide nose, take a stand, clutch a fist.
Among men, rhymes messianic blood whipping from my pen. Child of the sun, souls in a mist, channel spirits with my drum. Sangoma in the forest, healing in the wings of the great god Horus. Spear in the shield, kneel to the great souls praying on the hill. My cloak made a sheet, my words shift nerves two together when I speak. I'm Malcolm X on a beat when I teach, raise the dead from the sleep, walk with me. Healing crystals in my ring, coronated by the people, crown king, who am I? The Alpha and Omega, my name in the book of life, scribbled in a ledger. Lord of love, king of kings, ruler over everything, Shaka Zulu. Cause I'm a curvy, soldiers for the line, yellow, hoodoo. Black face, black stab, black man, spook to your rubu. Shaka Zulu. Bum, 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 bum. throne in the middle of the sky. Dwelling flesh, I'm disguised, goddammit. Command a djinn with my tiger's eye. Never die, kiss me in a whirlwind carving. Cause I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. Bang, Bob Marley. I walk with the lion, standing tall on Mount Zion. Sick 'em. Watch stars like the Dogon. Malay swore cheap on my Hogan. Yes. Poke holes in your voodoo doll. Jungle man known as a Zulu child. Dig it. Cricket tents emerge. Smoke covering my hut. What a blur. Ah, Dr. Zulu. Lord of love, king of kings, ruler over everything. Shaka Zulu. Cousin Yamakazi, soldiers for the line, yellow Uru. Black face, black stab, black man, push to Yarugu. Shaka Zulu. Bum, 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 bum,